This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Call in and take control of the airwaves. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in free of the state. Because with you tonight is Aria.
Jay.
Gray.
And we've been talking about various battles that we've had, so to speak, with the state and its enforcement apparatus, the police, the court system, and all of this other nonsense. And Jay's in particular are of extreme interest to me because as far as the state is concerned, I mean, you exist totally outside of the system, right?
Well, yeah. I actually did a passport application about a year ago, year and a half ago. And in the passport application, I attached an affirmed statement with the passport that states, I am not a 14th Amendment U.S. citizen. I waive all benefits that could come from the state, and that I am without the United States, and I withhold allegiance to the United States, that I am not a United States citizen, that I'm a citizen of the nation of New Hampshire.
Did your passport get denied?
Twice.
Okay.
and the third time I filed it, it actually showed up like really quick because we were going to go on a cruise to the Caribbean. And my wife, it was our honeymoon cruise, and my wife's like, that passport better come in. You know, she was like, because we did it three times, but the third time it came in.
Did you use the statement on the third one as well?
Every single one. In fact,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was basically the same thing that we sent in every single time. And then, but what they did is, the first one they sent us, they said that they said that the passport agent, who's a guy at the post office, signature wasn't on there. And my witness and I clearly watched this guy sign it because my friend who came with me, he helps people with this. His name's Christopher Gronsky, actually. He's been on the show before.
Okay.
And destinationsfreedom.com or .ca, I'm going to have to look into that, is his website. But anyways, he does helps people's passport process. So then they said, oh, the agent didn't sign it, but they didn't send us like a copy of it, so we had to submit it all again. This is the DS-11, they call it, which is a State Department form to get a passport. So the agent didn't sign the DS-11. So the next time we go, we actually take a video of the agent signing the DS-11. So we have this, and the guy was very cool about it. He's like, yeah, sure. He's, I don't care, he says. You know,
probably wanted to know why you needed a video of him signing something.
Well, so he's at this post office that Christopher Gronsky uses a lot up, I forget which one of those, up in New Hampshire somewhere, up north of here. And the guy was, like, used to the documentation. So we send it in, and then they said that I needed to fill out an affidavit saying I did not have a Social Security number. So that was the second time they denied it. So we just took the same exact affidavit and we put the next, you know, that day's date on it because they already got this in the packet, but they never send us back our stuff. They sent me back the certificate of live birth that I sent them, which is what most people refer to as a birth certificate, but they're two different documents. But anyways, so I sent them the birth document.
The birth certificate and the certificate of live birth are different documents?
Two different documents, yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Now, this is something most people don't know. Like your definition of person.
Well, the state's definition of person, but yeah.
Right, yeah, that's one. Sorry. The definition of person that you gave that is used by the state. Most people will read the statute saying a person must, you know, have a driver's license or whatever, and they're just going to assume, oh, okay, well, obviously that applies to me.
Mm-hmm.
But as you pointed out, when you look further, you'll find out that, in fact, it doesn't. The person concept, as they defined it, is just this legal fiction that they created.
My mind is blown by all this.
Certificate person is what it was referred to in FDR's New Deal. It's actually where a lot of this stuff came out of. I've done some real heavy-duty research on this.
So which one is the legitimate one, and which one is the creation of the state between the birth certificate and the certificate of
birth? They're both creations of the state. The only difference is really is the certificate of live birth has all the biological identifiers of the baby. So they call it a long form, which so it has the footprints of the baby, which I also call this. We're going to go down a lot of rabbit holes if you let me get too wild.
We're already there.
But they also call
it rabbit holes.
I also call this the flat earth because the first land baby steps on is this certificate of live birth. It's the first thing baby's foot is put on. Actually, the first thing is put on is the inkwell, and then is put on a certificate of live birth. That's called long form certificate of live birth.
Why do they have our? So who has this on file? Who has our footprints on file?
It is called the Massachusetts. It's Bureau of Vital Statistics.
Okay, so it's some state government organization that has these. I assume they are, but are footprints as unique as fingerprints?
I mean, toe prints, I would think. That's a great question. I don't know.
No idea.
I'm just curious what the reason would be for this.
So one of the theories that I've heard about over the years is that the state creates what's called a trust for you, but they actually create an estate and they assign a trust to it. And the name of this estate is your name in all capital letters and
yeah, I've heard this stuff before.
Well, the date of birth thing,
but only loosely. And the guy who was saying it was not all there.
So I believe that the all capital letters strictly that the name in all capital letters isn't you, for example, and that's this created entity. I believe that is purposeful disinformation that was put out there to disrupt this so-called sovereign movement. What is important is the date of birth. And this gets down a whole other crazy rabbit trail, but just quite simply, the difference between a certificate of live birth and a birth certificate is if you look at the baby's name on a certificate of live birth as a name, in my case, Joseph Francis Noon is a name on that document. On a certificate of live birth, it is capital J, lowercase O-S-E, and same thing with capital N, lowercase O-N-E, O-O-N-E.
Right, and it's written properly.
It's just written. I don't even like using the word proper. I mean, for a whole other reason, but...
Well, I'm a linguist, so I'm okay with proper writing technique.
It's written the way I was taught to do it by my grandmother.
Okay.
So, that's proper to me. And the way I was taught to do it in school. So, anyways... And grandma has a lot more credibility than the school. So
you're not wrong. I've never even met your grandmother, but I know that statement to be absolutely true.
She's still kicking.
Her credibility.
And doing good. She sued the federal government a couple times. My grandma is a badass. I'll tell you that right now. Anyways, getting back to the birth certificate has the name in all capitals. The certificate of live birth has the name in capital and lowercase. The birth certificate... According to, and this is an Illinois Bureau of Vital Statistics, a guy named Curtis Richard Kallenbach did great research on this, tremendous research. For 20 years, he's been working on this. And
this guy's name?
Curtis Richard Kallenbach .xyz is his website. He actually has a pay website, and he does a conference call every Tuesday night that I miss a lot of them. Great information. Anyways, so he finds a document in the Illinois Bureau of Vital Statistics that says that the certificate of live birth is for all the biological identifiers of the baby. And then the birth certificate is a document for all the biological identifiers of the afterbirth / placenta mass. And so what they do...
Hold on, what?
Yes. They take the DNA and the weight... They actually take, so they put a blood spot on both of these documents, and then so what they used to do was put on a piece of DNA slide, like in the 80s, so my father.
So they've kept our DNA on file as well?
Well, not ours. It was actually mom's DNA because it comes from the afterbirth.
Okay.
So they take the afterbirth tissue, that fetus, and they put a piece of it on a microscopic slide. Now they just take the DNA of it. And then
they just slap it on the birth certificate.
On the top form of the birth certificate, it's basically there. So the birth certificate's actually just a legal entity. I call it your own personal Jesus because it is essentially recognized by the state as like a child, but only has mom's DNA because it's not part of the baby. It doesn't have both mom and dad's DNA, only mom's DNA. So Curtis Richard Kallenbach calls it your own personal Jesus, and he explains how it's a Jesus story in the Bible, which drives the Christians absolutely crazy. When I get this far, I can't get any further with a lot of them. They're like, that's the only thing they can talk about. and how I'm wrong. But there's so much crazy stuff out there, and it's fun.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this. What do you think about it? Is the sovereign citizen
oxymoron?
I guess you would. Sure. 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Divvy is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divvy to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money, the U.S. dollar, and euros. Divvy is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other altcoins are languishing, the Divvy price has risen substantially against BTC. Now's the time to make a switch to Divvy or make your start with cryptocurrency with Divvy. Visit DivvyProject.org. Divvy is crypto made easy. Plus one-click master notes. DivvyProject.org. Again, DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is free. Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. Or, as our next few callers have done, you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
Gray.
And we have a, let's call him a very special caller here. We've got mouth-breathing Gullard. Most people will know him as James, a longtime caller of the show, who has a question he would like to ask me, apparently. Mouth-breathing Gullard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Greg, can you do me a favor? I got a challenge for you.
Gray, right? Is that
gray.
Who you mean?
Gray, yep.
As in the hair?
Yeah, it's gray everywhere.
For you to
give it to me.
Go on Al Jazeera and say the Holy Quran and Hadith are just words. Stupid, false words. Allah is not God. Muhammad was a war profiteer. Death to jihadists. And then you might find out, or your family will realize, and maybe even Drag Queen James and Jay Loon, that the reason why President Obama...
I'm on hormone therapy. I'm like, clearly not a drag queen.
The reason why so many people, monsters that... in the Middle East that were brown, Barack Obama drone strike was, is because monsters want to end not only Western civilization, but much of Eastern civilization, too, because they believe in a stupid book of just words. But I challenge you to go into public airways in the Middle East and say that.
Now, wouldn't it be fair to you?
Fortunately, we don't
Gray,
have to.
Gray,
I know,
I don't believe
of,
you should
spew. You know why?
Lies.
Because of the Constitution.
My opinion.
And the United States military, Gray. What say you about that?
I think if allowed to, people would naturally gravitate to a society where they wanted to live with one another and not be mean to one another, with or without, without the government.
You're not speaking about the people that I'm talking about that were drone strike for good reason. You're talking about yourself and you're talking about me.
Good reason is subjective.
You don't project, Gray. Don't project, because that's stupid. But just like I also wanted to say about so-called woke culture, why do you guys keep on calling a dude that looks like a lady but sounds like a man because he was born with a penis and his birth certificate says male on it? Why do you keep on calling him she?
Hey, I'm
because
not a male.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm not woke.
Oh, man.
I'll never.
Uh-oh.
He seems to have. I didn't cut him off for everyone curious. He seems to have just sort of cut himself off, which is unfortunate.
That was interesting.
He had a couple of great points.
Yes, very good question.
Two great points. I'm going to get into the first one. I'm going to say them both. So one point was Loon called me Jay Loon. We'll get to that in a second. Then the other point was male. He said your birth certificate says male on it. Well, this is actually another thing I've put in a document, that I am not a male or a female. I am a spirit-filled man. The term male and female are like these commercial terms. And so I really just got super creative for like a couple of years.
Sure.
And just like worked on these things like a lot. I you know, just, you know, made files, kept on updating them, kept on doing research, you know.
And it shows.
Hanging out at the law library. And, you know, that's a great place to network, because you find a lot of people who are actually trying to figure out ways around the law on their own. I met a lot of my good libertarian friends at the law library in Western Massachusetts, actually.
Wordsmithing.
Yeah. So getting to the first one, Loon. I was, in one of the break, I was saying that at one time I went to court, I was taken in for a psychiatric evaluation. And it's because I told the judge that I didn't have a birthday and that the name Joseph Francis Noon is a dead entity, a name on a piece of paper, and I'm not that entity. And I'm here to clear up a mistake or settle a claim. Who has a claim against me? And they said, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I said, thank you. I'd like to speak with Mr. and Mrs. Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
So is that when you got hit with contempt of court?
No, so they take him in for a psychiatric evaluation. So they bring me, I'm going to make this wicked brief, but bring me to a shrink. The shrink's there, so you're a sovereign citizen? And I'm like, a defined sovereign citizen. And they're like, oh, someone who doesn't want to pay taxes. Now, they knew who I was in this court because the bailiffs were like, oh, you think you can get away with paying property taxes? I had just had like a massive property tax battle with the town of Palmer. If you Google my name, it's the first thing that pops up, my property tax activism in Massachusetts. So This was like a year after that had kind of like died. And the court case. Yep.
Hold that thought. James, I just want to say thanks for the call and thanks for keeping it relatively clean. I did not cut you off. You just sort of cut out of your own accord, so we've moved on. You're welcome to call back tomorrow night. Presumably, anytime Mark isn't on, I'm not going to dump you as soon as I hear your voice because I don't really have anything against you other than you being a mouth-breathing dullard. So, back to your story.
So, I said that So are you a sovereign citizen?
And this was a psychiatrist.
Down in the bottom of the Hamden County Superior Courtroom. They got like a whole little holding center, you know, a little detention center. So yeah, I had a little interview with her sitting in handcuffs and, you know, ankle shackles.
So you asked the state to explain itself and they said, oh, you must be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
had you undergo psychiatric evaluation.
So they knew who I was because of the property tax stuff. And so... Sovereign, she says, are you a sovereign citizen? Well, how do you define that? She goes, well, a sovereign citizen is someone who doesn't like to pay taxes. Well, I said, oh. I says,
Then who isn't a sovereign citizen?
So I said, so you like to pay taxes, I assume, because you wouldn't be a sovereign citizen, would you? She just looks at me. And I go, you know, I got an uncle. I go, oh, do you take your paycheck and give it all to City Hall for taxes because if you, it's the opposite, you would like paying taxes. And I got an uncle who likes doing crack, and well, that's what he does all his money. He spends crack. So then we go through how sovereign, I tell her that sovereign means to be free, and citizen means to be a subject. And to back that up, the Supreme Court in Chisholm versus Georgia, 1893, I think, said that the free man of the newly formed colonies shall be sovereign and above... shall be sovereign and not beholden to any lord or superior. They are sovereign over their lands as the King of George was, King of England, King George, was sovereign over the English crown. And the term citizen, the first real definition of a citizen would have to be the 14th Amendment that shows up. So I said the 14th Amendment says all United States citizens are subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, and the debt shall not be questioned, or the validity of the debt shall not be questioned. So, sovereign means free, citizen means slave. Sovereign citizen is an oxymoron. And I went through this with all kinds of stuff with this lady. It was great.
Very cool. Well, where do you want to be in late February? How about Anarchopolka with Ron Paul, John McAfee, Sherry Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, and lots of other big names, and with Free Talk Live? Anarchopolco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and the central banks. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. So enjoy 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort February 13th through the 16th. Visit anarchopolco.com for a 10% off code with promo code FTL. That's anarchopolco.com, promo code FTL. And we're going to be back with more of this discussion because Jay has had some really interesting experiences with the state apparatus. And the more I hear, the more I want to hear.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been called to testify next week in the impeachment inquiry. He was openly troubled about President Trump's approach to Ukraine. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who reported his concerns over the president's phone call with Ukraine's president, is willing to testify publicly in the inquiry. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution that spells out the details of it. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is on the Rules Committee.
We are ready to move to an open process where the public will be able to see the witnesses and to get the facts, and everybody will have access to it.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the whole thing is wrong.
The House has never voted to conduct such an inquiry, and the committees have operated in the dark without formal authorization on what amounts to nothing more than an expanded fishing expedition.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Jay,
and Gray.
And we mean it. You can talk about whatever's on your mind as long as you keep it clean, like the mouth-breathing dullard there, who I had almost refused to stop talking when I clicked over to screen the call and make sure his audio was clear. There was no feedback, all that good stuff.
It was very kind.
Yeah, he was very intent on getting me to answer the question of what I would do or what Keen would miss if I was struck and killed by a car tonight. Can you hold on for 5 seconds? Because we're coming back. And he's just sometimes.
He left us.
Yeah. And then his call cut out on the air, so that's disappointing. But today, a lot of people are taking control of their health. I'm still not one of them because I say this and then I go out to the bar after I do Free Talk Live and I totally forget to do it. But they want to make sure to avoid the pain of getting sick, the lost time at work, and costly medical bills. And we don't eat right. I don't eat right. I eat out every single meal.
It's hard to eat right, whatever that means.
It is. But Balance of Nature has a solution. With just 3 of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and 3 of their veggie capsules, you get 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. So that science has finally figured out a way to take the essence of fruits and vegetables and give them to us in pill form. And that's great for people like me who just can't be bothered to actually cook a full meal. So go online and become a preferred customer, which gives you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. But this is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code FTL. And God, I really hope that I remember to do this, but I'm not going to, because I'm leaving here and going straight to the bar. I'm going to get very, very drunk. I'm not driving home. Don't worry. I've already got the ride home lined up.
That's good to know.
And then I'm going to dye my hair. So this is not going to occur to me then. Then I'm going to be sitting here again.
Are you making the color Monday. Decision while intoxicated?
No, I've already made the color.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
Going back to red. I'm removing the purple.
Oh, all right.
Taking care of the roots, basically, yeah. Well, I'm going as Gamora for Halloween, so this is a really good time to do it. Gamora from the Guardians of the Galaxy and Avengers movies, because she had red hair.
Oh, yeah. That was like lizard-skinned lady?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
The green chick. Yeah.
You have to watch.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So tonight's the best night that I could come up with to dye my hair since I'm off work, and I can do it while drunk. It's not a major thing.
Don't grow back.
Yeah.
I don't have any hair to dye, so beard hair.
So let's get right back into the phones. We've got Mikey calling on the Discord line, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Mikey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
What's on your mind?
So I just wanted to talk about an assignment that I was given in high school. And the grade that I received on it, and the topic and whatnot. So,
right.
in the assignment, the pamphlet or whatever you want to call the directions, said, you know, you can do whatever you want for your cells flyer. So, one of my friends dared me to do cocaine. So, you know, being a freshman, I did it as a joke. Obviously, wasn't going to do it. So, and my teacher came over, you know, heated and everything. So, I changed it to medical marijuana. And she told me, you know, if you turn this in, you're going to get an F on it. So
you wrote a paper about doing cocaine?
A flyer, sales flyer, right?
Okay.
So, like, yeah. you're an ad agent. You work for an ad agency, and you have a, you know, a marijuana company wants you to design, to do an ad, and they just say, do an ad, we sell weed, do an ad, and then they got to. So Mikey's in a competition with all the other guys in the ad agency to create this ad.
Okay, I don't know why. My brain just assumed this was a homework assignment.
It is, yes. But
it is.
Okay, it's a role-playing homework assignment. Okay, got it. Sorry.
So basically what happened was I turned it in, received the grade as an F, and then I went about trying to change that, obviously. So I went to my guidance counselor, and then she set up a meeting with the administrators we have today, and that was interesting.
So how did that go? You do this in a public school system?
Yep. I do it in a local high school.
What was the grade you got?
An F.
Oh, that's unfortunate. But, I mean, you did the assignments as they requested. They just didn't like the content.
They didn't like the topic, yeah.
So, you know what might be a really good way to go with this is approach, like, you know, a college somehow. So maybe there's some, you know, some professors here that teach, I don't know, liberal arts or something here in Keene, or some kind of writing class or something. And hey, this was the assignment, and I gotta, you know, what would you have grade if you just asked a teacher for their professional opinion? Maybe try to get this opinion from a few different other teachers, maybe even other teachers at the school, and maybe even make it a Facebook poll. You could reach out and get some opinions. But here's my instructions, and here's what I wrote. What should my grading be on this? Now I wonder if maybe you could do a sales flyer for, like, oxytocin or Vicodin, because, you know, that
you'd probably get away with Big Pharma. Yeah, that'd be okay.
Doctors get them all the time.
Absolutely.
Can you ask to redo the assignment and instead do it for OxyContin?
Yeah, I've been given a lot of chances to redo it, and this still stands for me to redo it. But, you know, that is a good idea, actually.
That is a great idea.
I
immediately go, or just do heroin. It's the same thing.
I mean,
but obviously that won't solve.
You can make this go nuts. Just file a freaking lawsuit. You know, the cheap one, whatever it is, you're not even asking for any money. Just a judgment on this, because they are doing irreparable harm to you. I mean,
you're crushing your soul.
I mean,
that's how that place works.
The whole point of your high school education to prepare you for college. And
nope, get in the box. That's
and there might be a college that you might apply to that might be, you know, might be like, what do you mean you got an F? You weren't a straight A. You weren't a 4.0 student. The only time that you weren't a 4.0 student was maybe this particular semester or quarter, however they did it. And
when you did something that ruffled a particular teacher's feathers.
So I think this in this whole competitive college world that we're living in now, where college is like the thing, that all these kids are pushed and pushed and pushed, college.
I ain't pushing.
They're doing harm. No, but in
terms of the normies are all getting pushed. You're going to go yourself.
They're doing harm. And, I mean, just go file a lawsuit down at the local courthouse, I think, would be just, you know, really blowing it out of proportion. But, you know, you could face harm. And then you could bring in witnesses, other teachers, a professor from Keene. That would be hilarious.
I don't know that you could get a professor from Keene being on board with this.
Well, just their professional opinion on it. Subpoena them.
Okay.
Because you have to. If you really want to have fun, you know, what's your professional opinion? You know?
I think you would have to
now
subpoena
her credibility's
them.
On the line.
Did you say pamphlet? I thought it was like you had to do a website or something.
So, yeah, pamphlet wasn't the right word. Directions. So the directions, you know.
To build a website.
Nope, to build a flyer on Microsoft Word.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Shows you how much I listen. Thank you. Continue, please.
Yeah. And so back to the going getting other teachers' opinions. I've already done that with my English teacher and the tutor that's in the class, you know, just to assist and whatnot. And both of them, I guess you could use the word support me in that they think that it was an unfair grade.
Oh, that's interesting.
I showed them the flyer. And, you know, they say, well, you know, if you turn this in at my class, I'm going to accept it as I would anyone else's, and I'm going to grade it the same way.
Because you got a better story for that F than I ever had for any of them.
Well, I hope it ends up working out, Mikey. Thank you so much for the call.
Keep us updated.
Yes, absolutely. If you do manage to get one done on some sort of opiate that is legally prescribed, like Oxycontin or, you know, blow taps or something, definitely let us know. Hopefully I'm sure you would get at least some kind of better grade on that. I mean, I marvel that a high school teacher wouldn't get the humor in it. Like, if you just made it as suspiciously facetious as possible, this advertisement, like, yo, develop a crippling lifelong addiction.
He should do it on Ritalin, because Ritalin is basically cocaine.
Yeah.
Interesting. I thought it was basically meth.
Or whichever one of those head meds is basically cocaine, right. But I thought it was Ritalin.
855-450-3733.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Jay.
Gray.
And thank you to Jaded Porcupine, the amplifier for the night. She is a amplifier, a platinum amplifier is what I meant to say. Now, amplifier, that means somebody who helps us to advertise, market, and promote the show. It's the AMP program, which you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. You can donate as little as $5 a month, and this money is strictly used to help advertise, market, and promote the show. If you like what we're doing, if you like the content, well, you can help us get on more radio stations across the U.S. and, you know, just generally help us keep things progressing and growing and doing better and better. Jaded Porcupine is a platinum amplifier, which means she chooses to give $25 a month. You don't have to do that. All we ask for people is $5 a month, and you can take part in the program and, you know, get access to all sorts of cool features like the AMP only call in line on Discord, the AMP Facebook group, the AMP channel on discord.freetalklive.com. It's got a lot of cool little perks, so check that out. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. But let's get right back into the phones. We've got David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah. Communist gay Nazis. We were talking about that a little bit. Got any more questions on the KUNM, University of New Mexico radio station, Communist Gay Nazis? Aria?
Do I have any? I have infinite questions about the communist gay Nazis, David.
They're like an actual group?
No, they're not an actual group. They exist only in the figments of David's imagination.
Have we spoken before?
Pardon?
Okay. Let me tell the story for you. Okay. So he calls this local radio station that is owned by some university in New Mexico that makes it public airwaves, right, or public radio station, whatever, and they told him not to call anymore. The head of this radio station is a lesbian or trans or something, I don't remember exactly which, and it happened to be a trans cop who came out there when he continued calling this radio station despite being told not to. And so now he has imagined that the agenda is sending Nazis after him.
Clearly it is.
I hope not.
So the cop was a Nazi?
They have those?
Well, I would say that all cops are Nazis.
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I do know a cop who's actually chief of police now in his little town. And I would definitely say he's not a Nazi. And he had to resign from his other job for actually turning a cop in. And they gave him a lot of crap about that. The police union hammered this dude. But anyways, he's the chief of police now where he is. And he is like... not into police brutality and stuff like that. He's actually a cop block fan.
I'm not into singing the praises of the police, but I can tell you since I've been in New Hampshire, the interactions I have been less painful than any other place I've ever been.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Which is still too many, but...
Well, I spent a good portion of the year being stalked by state troopers.
Yeah, it doesn't apply to everybody, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, David, what's the development here? What's going on with the gay feminazis that are out to get you?
Well, today I managed to manipulate the court a little bit and just called them up with the phone and they did what I told them to do.
That's good.
What did you tell them to do?
Well, I guess the particulars don't really matter, but the proceed, this is helpful, and it's kind of what Jay is talking about, is that the court tries to manipulate you or they try to just do what they want to do and they don't really care about what you want, need, or anything like that. They just have their little routine, and as long as you stick to their routine, everything is fine. But then if you got a brain in your head, and people can make fun of that comment if you want to, you find that they're not following what the actual law says, and I know the law is a joke, but still, you can use it to compel them to actually follow it in some cases when it's beneficial to you. And so I was, and in the case of New Mexico, you constantly catch these guys not knowing what the actual law is. It was passed by their actual legislators and that they're supposed to be following. And so you can constantly call them on it, not just for grins and giggles, but for, because it's damaging you when they're not following the law. And so you just, when they violate you in some way, you, call them on it. And then they'll want to fight with you and, you know, and threaten you and stuff. And you just kind of manage to point out where exactly it says exactly what it says. And then usually they just do it. Like, oh, that was the funniest one. I've told you.
Or they sent you to psychiatric evaluation.
Yes,
say
that
what?
Did
send you in to have a checkup from the neck up, a psych evaluation.
What about it?
They send you in for that, like, when I said to them that I need to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Commonwealth of Massachusetts so I could settle the claim with them, they it's like three guys grabbed me and they walked me down a hallway and they said, psychiatric evaluation.
To a rubber room.
That might have been a fun one to take them to the federal court on and see what the federal judge has to say about what the little local judge is doing. That's what I might have done.
Well, they didn't hold you after that, right?
I mean, so I never even finished that story real quick. The shrink asked me a bunch of questions. Am I a resident of the state of New Hampshire or state of Massachusetts? What's your definition of resident? What's your definition of state? You know, there's 10 different state of Commonwealth of Massachusetts registered on dunandbradstreet.com. Which one are you talking about? You know, things like that. She didn't get an answer out of me for nothing. With every question she asked me, I had 15 questions so I could make sure we were communicating properly because they speak legalese and I am not, they don't teach legalese in public school and that's all the access I had to. So, I can't communicate with these people unless I know. And I just keep on going, I can't communicate with you unless I know the definitions of your words because legalese is a different language than what I was taught to speak. So we went back up in the courtroom. She says, oh, Mr. Noon understands the jurisdiction of the court. I said, I object. I do not. The judge dismisses the case.
Good job.
That was it.
I hope I never have to use that, but I'm going to try.
Last time I've been in court in Massachusetts.
So that's a good example. You know, if you can keep the ball game going, in other words, they would like to finish the game by doing a certain action upon you. And if you can short circuit that by, you know, by doing what you did, making them think for a second and then think, oops, there might be consequences to what I, the court, am doing to this guy. And so I, the court, had better reconsider and do something else. And like you said, they dismissed that because they got themselves into a jam that they couldn't quite figure out how to get out of without, you know, going to jail or losing a job or being sanctioned in some other way. And that's the game that's the only thing that I've found that works on them is to pin them down using that kind of technique, knowing something that you can do like that, where they'll think twice before continuing. But it would have been interesting to see if you'd, in that when they abducted you to take you to that, get your head examined, if you can't fight them as they take you, but then once they take you, refuse to interact with them, and if they want to keep you locked up, say, okay, I need a pencil and a paper because I need to write out a federal lawsuit. And because they have to provide you with something to write with and a piece of paper. If they don't,
oh, yeah,
then they're violating some other rights. And if they stop you from actually transmitting that petition to the federal court, then they're violating some federal laws because you have a right to petition the federal court, even if you're a prisoner, especially if you're a prisoner, habeas corpus, they're holding you, so writ of habeas corpus, what's the legal grounds for holding me? Well, he's not talking to us. We want to do a psyche eval on him and he won't talk to us. Oh, well, do you have the right to compel him to talk? And if he refuses to talk, then you have the right to hold him indefinitely until he dies. Is that what you're arguing?
They have the guns. They can do whatever they want to do.
Well,
they can't get away with that one. This country may be mostly gone, but it's not so far gone that they can keep you locked up.
Chelsea Manning would disagree with you there. That's exactly what they've done to her.
I've thought about these guys like Ross Ulbricht and Chelsea. Like, I really wanted to be involved with Ross Ulbricht's court with his defense. Nobody was interested in what I had to say. We got the best lawyers. We got all this. I really am of the belief that they are not going to, imprison you unless you actually do a real crime or if you're using the intellectual property of the state. I am 100% convinced that the courts that we are dealing with are intellectual property courts, and we are all unknowingly, unwillingly using the intellectual property of the state. We've been given we've been given an offer that we can't refuse because we don't know the offer even ever existed.
And this comes back to the whole birth certificate thing and the legal entity being a person thing.
Correct.
And all of
that.
That's
all that
the
stuff
offer.
Ties into that.
Interesting. Definitely something to look into because I've never looked into it. My full experience with it was just the crazy guy who stood on the side of the road shouting with a sign, A smear campaign?
Yeah. Right.
But head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the archives of the show going back almost 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll be back same time tomorrow.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up 2 bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the 3rd bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy 2. Get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.